Welcome, and we mean welcome, to another exciting Simpsons commentary. This time, it's episode 2F13. Ooh. You all know what that is. Bart versus Australia. Originally aired February 19th, 1995. And we're doing this commentary in February of 2005. It's so eerie. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. I'm Dave Merkin, showrunner and executive producer.
Bill Oakley, one of the writers.
Josh Weinstein, the other writer.
I'm Wes Archer. I was the animation director.
And a very, very good job done by all three of those guys, by the way. This is I really, really enjoy this episode. It is truly our love letter to Australia and just what we feel about it and how much we do.
And we got a lot of letters back.
We did. This episode is purposely very, very nasty toward Australia and very, very inaccurate. So it's this great combination of nastiness and inaccuracies.
We did actually get two tourist guides to Australia, so we knew things like the, you know, a few major cities in the country and whatnot. That's about it.
We knew where it was, sort of. But I recall that we also said we were going to do Australia because everyone in Australia has such a good sense of humor that they would get it and like it.
I assume that a lot of them did, although we got many hundreds of letters from people who didn't, particularly school children, and we'd like to apologize to all of you again. I hope you got our letters.
See, I experienced mostly great reaction to this show, and the Australians did have an excellent sense of humor about it, except for those idiotic school children. And as we know, statistically, Australian school children are some of the stupidest people on Earth. So I hope we didn't reopen any old wounds.
For Pete's sake, Bart, use the plunger.
It may have just been their angry school teacher, though. Especially considering that those kids now might be big, large Australian teenagers. We salute you.
Anyway, the point was, everyone in Australia, we thought, liked The Simpsons, so we thought they'd like a roasting at our hands, like we've roasted so many other institutions. And this time we took on a whole nation.
And it's a very fun job of it. It is purposely, you know, what's really funny is to make terrible fun of a country inaccurately. I think that's even more unfair than average. And lots and lots of things are just completely made up for fun and to bring the worst that we possibly could to it.
Water go in your toilet?
Just a minute, I'll check.
Ah, nuts. Please do repeat again.
We travel all around the Southern Hemisphere, and this is... Well, actually, let's talk about the way that the drains go. It's not that obvious an effect, is it? It's not like, I think we did some research about that and found that, yes, it is theoretically true, but there can be other things that kind of screw with the reality.
Exactly. I think in a perfect cameo appearance by Adolf Hitler there, by the way.
We can never get enough Hitler on The Simpsons, by the way, which Matt isn't here for this, but he would complain if he was here. Matt doesn't like to see Hitler. Can you imagine that Matt's not a big Hitler fan? I don't understand, but we are. And in terms of using him for nasty comic effect, we do bring him in to remind everybody what an idiot he was.
Hello, operator. I'd like to make a collect call to Australia.
The Coriolis effect is the effect which causes water in a completely still situation to swirl clockwise in the Northern Hemisphere, counterclockwise in the Southern Hemisphere, I believe. However, it doesn't really apply unless the water's completely still with no forces such as wind and so forth.
Were you going to say something there, Wes?
Well, I studied the toilet carefully.
This is our director, our animation director talking.
And giving credit to the writers, it was, I think, the most intelligent use of a toilet ever devised on television.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I also have to say, Wes, and I did notice this watching this for the first time in 10 years or so, the toilet flushes are very, very well done. I mean, they really are. They have all the little accuracies of toilet flushing and the little gurgle at the end and the way. I mean, it really is very, very
animators are very
accurate.
Observant people.
Good job.
Oftentimes we will not say anything and just stare and.
Now, how many hours did you spend with your face down looking at the toilet to get it as good as you did, Wes? Because it was pretty impressive.
Another complaint that the Australians had, which I think was accurate, was the accents they said sounded much more like South African accent than Australian. And what do we know?
The accents do vary a little bit. That little boy's accent is actually, I think, very, very accurate to the sound of an Australian accent. I think that was Pamela Hayden, I do believe, did that, right?
Yes, that's right.
I think that she did that voice.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and she did a very good job. And Pamela also does Milhouse, by the way, in case you don't know that.
An emergency call from the International Drainage Commission in Springfield.
Remember also, those of you who didn't care for this episode, that Bart is really the villain here. Bart is being badly behaved. Everything about what he's doing is immoral, I guess I'd have to say.
You know, what's true about The Simpsons and the reason we can be nasty to any country, any person, any race or creed is because we are always the most nasty toward the United States, toward our main characters. You know, we don't treat anyone any worse than we treat Homer, than we treat Bart. We make it clear that these people are deeply, deeply
right. Both
flawed.
Bart and Homer are much, much crasser than even the crassest Australian stereotype depicted here. That's sort of the point.
It is true. And then even when Australia misbehaves in the booting situation, which, of course, is based on the caning situation, which is even funnier. But when they misbehave, they're still not really misbehaving anywhere near as bad as the United States is, I think. And so everything's equal in that sense. And that's why we equally attack. I think we all can speak as a group here and join hands and say we hate everything and everyone. And
yeah,
that's sort of the point
of
view.
That would be it, I think.
That would be it.
Hey, Mr. Prime Minister!
Well, someone over there liked the show because an animator went to Australia and brought me back a collection of trading cards that were all
yeah, for
cards from this episode.
This was going to be a ride at an amusement park.
How could it be a ride? I don't know.
That's why I guess it didn't work. But they called us up and asked if we would write the ride based on this. And I assume that...
Who called you?
Someone from Gracie had... I think that this was going to be... they have Fox has some sort of amusement Disney style amusement park in Australia, or is planning on building one.
I'm sure they want to make it an interactive movie. Oh, maybe around their Australian studio.
Yes,
that might be a thing. Well, it sure lends itself to right. I mean, that trash
yes.
can sequence. Suppose you were in the bottom of a huge trash can and someone was stamping their foot on you. I would get on that again and again.
We would probably have beer.
Did you trick an Australian?
Yes, we've done. We did a lot of good jokes about beer here. Because there is a focus on beer. But yeah, I will say again that the Australians that I've talked to and the interviews I've done there and the ones I've met love this episode and they do as a culture have a fantastic sense of humor.
And
they took this in the spirit it was given, or what they thought the spirit was anyway.
International protocol. Brat and Panther Vision.
Unfortunately, Bart, your little escapade could not have come at a worse time. Americo-Australian relations are at an all-time low.
This is another great performance by our beloved Phil Hartman, and I think he really captures the insincerity and cheesiness and sell-out-osity of the American government. He does a nice job. Now, you see, that was a funny reference. Yahoo Serious was funny 10 years ago. Now, do people even have any idea?
Also, that Duracell thing, it was a guy named Jocko who was an Australian rugby player or something who was in a series of commercials. Right. What's the longest battery in the battery you can buy?
Oi!
It's true. America did, on the heels of Crocodile Dundee, for those of you who are too young to remember, America did have a brief Australian fad, and it was sort of like also when Olivia Newton-John opened her Koala Blue stores and all that stuff. And this was based on reality, most of this.
No.
At least American attitudes towards Australia.
And also it's based on that incident, was it in Thailand?
Like
you mentioned before, David, the caning, yeah.
The caning in Thailand.
Was it Thailand or Singapore?
Boy. You're sure? I'm thinking Singapore.
Yeah, again, we didn't want to make fun of Singapore because they're...
Well, they seem like a rather serious bunch, whereas the Australians are fun-loving.
They're serious. Exactly. We look for countries that don't have suicide bombers to make fun of, generally. We are all cowards. There's no doubt about it. I love, by the way, Wes, the way she picks up Bart and hugs him there. I think that he goes from being this nasty kid to having this very babyish type demeanor in the drawing, and it's very nice.
And this is an excellent pan for the entire...
Yes. It's not just the floorboards in the Simpson house, but the entire Earth.
And all excellent information that dinosaurs are actually in coffins. And this is proof that we are, in America, generally all praying to the wrong god, because that is who is controlling everything. So this is full of information. The Simpsons will really help fix your life if you pay attention to it. Yeah, that's a great pan.
We left at 1:30.
Homer brought a sled.
What time is it now?
Well, he didn't realize it wasn't going to be winter there. And these things are accurate, by the way. When it's summer in the United States, it's winter in Australia. It's completely crazy there. You can't bring in outside plants or... And again, a nice job, Wes, on the rumpledness of the characters, you know, and this very simple animation that is done and how simply they're drawn. They do look... Yeah.
This is also based on reality. It's true that you can't bring strange flora or fauna into Australia.
There was all kinds of problems there was no indigenous cattle in Australia. And they brought cattle to Australia thinking, oh, this is a great idea. We're going to be able to eat really well. And when the cattle created dung, which they have a tendency to do, there was no natural process for dealing with all the cattle dung. And so it just lied there. You know, you actually need the proper microbes and the proper insects to break these things down. Australia did not have those things. So they then had to import dung beetles to deal with the dung. And once the dung beetles came, they took over everything because there were no predators of the dung beetles. And I think hundreds of thousands of people were killed by them. I'm pretty sure. Maybe not.
Dr. Conover, we'll meet you at the Parliament House at 3 p.m. Any questions?
Yeah. Do the toilets go backwards in here?
No. To combat homesickness...
This is a very good design of the reverse toilet.
Clearly
about a $100,000 design, machine to keep the toilet going. And by the way, that's exactly something that Americans would do because, you know, when Americans like to visit other countries, we don't like to take in their culture. We like to overwhelm them with ours. And that's a good observation.
Now, this is true also, but probably not that well known a fact, is that technically an embassy is considered foreign soil. And what Homer's doing is actually accurate.
And also the guard's response is accurate, too. We did research to make sure that's exactly what they would do if you try that in front of them.
It makes me proud to be an American with that Marine. I like that character.
Australia was originally founded as a settlement for British convicts.
Now, that actually is a true line. And, of course, since it started out as a prison colony, we implied that everyone there were still criminals.
Call that a knife? This is a knife.
That's not a knife, that's a spoon.
All right, you win. I see you've played knifey spoony before.
Again, this scene is right out of Crocodile Dundee.
Hey, give me one of those famous giant beers I heard so much about.
Something wrong, Yank?
No. They're pretty big.
He's disappointed.
Just have a cup of coffee.
Bear it is.
No, I said coffee.
I always hoped that people would understand this joke, and I think they do. People have told me they like it. The fact that he can't hear anything but beer. I know it's really helpful for me to explain these jokes. I know you enjoy that. People who could never figure it out.
Apparently what happened with that Parliament House, I want to explain to everyone finally, is that they got the wrong... they got their stonework is from the Austrian Parliament House. And I don't know why that happened or how, but I guess they were too cheap to get it fixed.
Hey. This session will now come to order. With the cooperation of the U.S. Department of State...
That's Harry Shearer doing a fantastic accent there.
I believe he has something to say. But...
Of course, we're saying this booting that's coming up is a complete fabrication. There's no country that we know of at this point that is doing booting. We're hopeful that once this episode is really seen around, that it will give some countries some ideas, because we think it's a good punishment.
Apology would be a bit empty, eh? Let the booting begin!
Booting?
Nah, it's just a little kick in the bum.
And the shoe's not really that... I guess it's pretty big.
Uh-oh.
What kind of a sick country would kick someone with a giant boot?
Mr. Simpson, shush. Disparaging the boot is a bootable offense. It's one of their proudest traditions.
And this is obviously... Yeah, this is an actual Australian flag again. The design is based on that.
You sold us out, Conover!
That guy was wearing one of those hats with the corks dangling from it to keep the mosquitoes away.
Yes, it's very, very influenced, obviously, or actually at least taken by Python on the famous Bruce sketch. I think mostly written by Eric Idle.
As usual with Simpsons, most of the knowledge about countries or really anything is based on TV and movies.
Oh, yeah. This is all the same. Everything we know about Australia, or at least prior to this episode, it was based on stereotypes and jokes and Monty Python routines.
That's true. That's true. We are big Python fans, and hadn't happened yet, but since then, Eric Idle, I think he's the only Python that has appeared on the show so far, but he's appeared twice to make up for the fact that we haven't gotten the others yet.
Stop them!
That always disturbed me that it
could have
looked like
him.
It really took off.
Yeah.
It could have taken off part of his head. You know, it's. You know, I always have trouble discerning where Bart's hair and his actual skin starts. So it actually does look like we chopped off part of his head.
Now that is accurate as well. That inside kangaroo's pouch is actually
pretty.
Don't
stick your hand inside a kangaroo's
there,
pouch.
It's full of mucus. It's not a fun, warm place that people believe. So, you know, we have put very helpful suggestions throughout this mixed in.
Also, that south of the border sign is a reference to the south of the border tourist attraction on the border of North and South Carolina, which only you I-95 travelers probably would know.
And I always found that to be odd and disturbing, to pretend that going from one Carolina to another, or what Carolina to Georgia, was somehow getting you into Mexico.
These bloody things are everywhere. They're in the lift, in the lorry, in the phone wizard, and all over the Malunga Gildachuck.
They're like kangaroos, but they're reptiles.
I think this is a very good description of what he wants to call them, I think.
What? That's an odd name. Ought to call them chazwazzers.
I think that Australia would pick right up on that, say. All those Doppler effects done by the actors. I like the way the ground was moving there. It was a cool track.
And that's from
all the other Australian stereotypes we could cram into that mob.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here is where we made sure to sort of show our opinion of the United States. Because we have, see this, made with pride in the USA, and look what happens to the gate. So this was our effort at balancing what we thought about each country.
Everybody stinks.
Everybody stinks, that's right.
Believe our government would set up Bart like that. I must say, I'm very angry at the State Department right now.
Yes, but Mrs. Simpson, please. We're about to reach a breakthrough with the Aussies.
Then it's agreed. During the bargaining session, we each get two candy apples. All right. One candy and one caramel.
I think this is accurate to why things go so well in the government and why so much good work gets done all the time.
I'm going to punish him myself. Our countries may have their differences, but as human beings, I think we can all agree there's no substitute for the discipline of a loving parent. He wants to talk to you.
So, Wes, in the realm of shows, was this a difficult one? There was a lot of... This is a big show for a director because you're doing lots of designs in a whole different country. We're not...
That's
there's
true.
Hardly any sets that are standing, in essence. You're having to create lots and lots of new places.
That's true, but as the seasons went on, there were fewer and fewer shows taking place around, you know, just the Simpson house or... established Springfield locales. So it became,
you would say, this
somewhat
was average?
Normal.
This is pretty normal?
You know, it becomes a little bit more normal in that, you know, people are more proficient in drawing the characters and the background designs. So, you know, it just... You just kind of reach a level that you can maintain and...
Show them what American butts are made of.
On occasion, a script was going to break the bank, we would, I guess, call you guys and talk to you about possibly simplifying. But that didn't happen too often.
No, most of the time, I remember we wrote a few things, and then an animator would call me. David Silverman often was put up to the task,
right.
Calling me, and he would do a great impression of being near tears, and say, "You really need us to do the mountain with the train coming down?" And
we
had
the circus train
coming down the mountain and then crashing into a zoo or something, and then having all the animals escape the train. And I think I all wanted it in one shot and whatever. And, you know, we often don't. I by the way, I love this joke and I love the way it's executed. So it's a kudos and huzzas to the writers
the
and the director.
Saigon, 1975.
The
reference, yes, is the exact famous photo of when they were evacuated.
Also, don't tread on me. For those of you who don't know, it was one of American Revolutionary War flags. And that's supposed to be a very patriotic moment when Bart shows his naked butt with that written on it.
I think that's incredibly patriotic, you know, to go to the trouble to write that on your privates. Now, here is basically, you know, the dung beetle version done with the frogs. And I really enjoy how funny the Simpsons find the destruction of the Australian ecosystem. You know, they're getting their revenge this way. Even Marge enjoys it, and Lisa.
Yeah, but they're about to get there.
And I
don't speak too soon.
Look out!
See, we don't let them go because we have. And I love this series of shots here going out of the eye. And
that ending contained two of our favorite ending techniques: the smash zoom and the pizzicato violins.
Also, kudos to Al for this didgeridoo.
Yeah,
we
got a real didgeridoo player.
This is
really
not
good. A synthesizer, and it was a guy, but it wasn't a wooden one. It was like a big piece of PVC pipe. That's what they're making out of these days.
We very nicely for you guys would keep Evil Fox from putting promos in. When we had a great song like this at the end, we wouldn't have anybody talking and telling you what's coming up next or anything. We'd let you sit and listen to the great work of these musicians.
Being allowed to do that?
Yes. I think sometimes we might be able to. I don't know. It'd probably be an argument these days. Great show, guys.
Thank you, Australia.